You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome to the CHGO Blackhawks podcast presented by PointsBet. Use promo code CHGO when you sign up to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. And if you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you're also going to get that free CHGO membership that unlocks all of our great web content. You get access to our Discord and a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. So $2,000 in free bets, a free CHGO membership, and a free shirt from the CHGO locker, all for making a $50 or more first-time deposit at PointsBet. And make sure you use that promo code CHGO. I'm Jay Zawoski. Greg Boyson is back from vacation. Mario Tirabassi is here. And Greg, honestly,
no one is dressed alike.
Yeah, we did not wear the same shirts today, which is great. But purple is back in the middle, which is nice. I like that we can rely on that. I kind of just want to give the floor to Greg here because sure he's been chomping at the bit to talk about everything that's gone on over the last, 48 hours,
first
36
off, how,
hours.
How was the vacation?
Yeah, vacation was wonderful. Spent a few days in Atlanta with some friends. Great food, great time. Went to the aquarium. That's where I found found out about the Eddie Olczyk stuff. If you're ever in Atlanta, the Georgia Aquarium, you have to go. It is amazing. I love the Shedd Aquarium. It's one of my favorite places to go to in the city, mm-hmm. here in Chicago. Man, it was like the Shedd Aquarium is like minor leagues compared to the Georgia
really?
Aquarium. So awesome. Right. Just, I love that stuff. So that's my pro tip. Ever go to Atlanta, you have to do the Georgia Aquarium. Plus, the World of Coke is literally right next door. So you can go see fish. Not that kind.
Oh, sorry.
Coca-Cola.
Yes.
The World of Coke is all around us. you don't have to go to Atlanta for that. You could probably go right across the street here.
World of Coke is a Rick James album.
It is. It was the title of his biography.
Did you go to, when I was in driving through Atlanta, we stopped at a place called The Varsity?
Did not. I know Lawrence, our producer / food expert, recommended, and I know that's like the big thing. We didn't do a lot of the touristy stuff. We were there with a big group of friends, a few who were local.
Yeah.
So we went to do some of the small local restaurants. I had Peruvian food for the first time. It was amazing.
How did that go?
Vietnamese food another night. So, yeah, we were all over the world down in Atlanta. Peruvian food was fantastic. It was they put French fries in their stir fry.
Well, that's nothing wrong with
done.
That.
Okay.
Done.
That
works. As soon as I saw that, I was like, yes, please.
I got to say, The Varsity was good, but probably not worth the 4 hours I spent in line to get it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long.
It's one of those things like where like,
very few things are
like
worth
mid-COVID
that way.
Mid-COVID in Georgia, I'm like, I'm definitely going to get sick.
Oh, no.
You know, the people are.
And that's just from the hot dog.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Anyway.
No, we did not do The Varsity, but
we digress.
We'll be back down there. I'll be back for sure. We've got some new really good friends that live in the Atlanta area that I'm sure will be back. So I recommend it. Now they just need a hockey team down there. Oh, wait, never mind. Third time's the charm, guys.
They've tried that.
Third time is the charm. And thank you guys in the chat for welcoming me back. But yes.
The Atlanta Coyotes.
Can't be any worse. Right? Anywho.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, so speaking of the Georgia Aquarium, my better half and our friend that was taking us there snuck off to the bathroom mid-tour. So I was like, oh, this is my chance to see what's going on tour. What the f-? Like, it was like, what am I? No, wait a minute. This can't be happening. And it was right as the stuff was breaking. And then I put out a tweet just basically saying, listen, if everything this organization does is making you miserable and scream to the ethers, maybe find something that makes you less miserable. Now, and then, of course, that gets twisted around. If I'm telling people how to fan, and this is a big deal. Yes, Eddie Olczyk no longer being part of the Blackhawks is a huge deal. And not in a good way. And you should be upset. But, if, like, it just everything the Blackhawks have done for the last 6 months, there's a section that just gets to Twitter and just screams and yells. I'm like, if you're that angry, for your own mental health, I care about you as an individual. Do something different for a little while. Maybe check back in a few months. Like, it's okay if this sports team is making your life that miserable. Do something different. There's a real fine line from being passionate and miserable. And right. People are crossing over that on a daily basis. It's like, breathe. It's going to be okay. The sun is still going to rise tomorrow morning in the east. It will all be okay. And yes, I'm upset about the Eddie Olczyk stuff. It sucks. It's a huge loss. You guys did an amazing job yesterday with Joe Brand. Thanks to Joe, even though you did not bust out your Sandlot Roosevelt to wear. It's okay. Awesome job. Loved having Joe filling in the seat. Can't wait to have him back. And you guys covered a lot of the bases, so I'm not going to repeat everything you guys said yesterday. But for an organization that cannot have any more PR losses, they are knee deep in the shit right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is just bad. I don't know how it gets to this point. Everybody's saying that we both wanted this to work out. Then make it work out.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Figure it out. We're adults here. We're professionals. We're going to get more when I think Eddie's new deal with Seattle comes out. Those details come out. Maybe there's some things that come in this contract that just weren't physically possible with the Blackhawks. And then we'll go, that's it right there. And then maybe everybody will feel better about the situation. I think there's one specific thing that was going to be probably in his new deal that the Blackhawks weren't going to give him. And that made that decision easier. And it shouldn't take a brain surgeon to figure out what we're talking about. The man has aspirations for front office job.
Yes.
And, if he all of a sudden now gets some managerial input in Seattle where his brother is an assistant GM, maybe that's...
I believe his other brother is a scout there, too, as well.
So, I mean, the Olczyks are invading Seattle.
And a good time to do it, too.
Absolutely.
With Shane Wright.
And I'm going to watch a crap ton of Seattle Kraken games this year. Not because they're going to be a great team. I mean, yes, Berniers and Wright. But, man, John Forslund and Eddie Olczyk in the booth? Sign me up.
With JT Brown as well? Like, that's a great...
That is the broadcast team you need for a team looking to build up there. Blackhawks, you kind of had that, and now you don't. I feel bad. And I'm not mad at anybody in particular. I'm mad at just in general. Not even mad. Just... I'm like your dad. I'm not mad at you. I'm disappointed.
Right.
And that's worse. This shouldn't have happened. And you, Mario, you said that in your awesome piece that's on all CHGO. You covered all that. So there's no need to keep going. But I feel bad for all the fans that love Eddie Olczyk. I feel bad for Eddie, obviously. I feel bad for Nick, who's caught in this. And Nick is just such a great guy. I sent him a text when all this happened just saying, hey, because it meant a lot to me because the first day we were at practice, he was one of the first to come up to Mario and I and say, hey, welcome aboard, guys. Anything you need. It's intimidating. Absolutely. Yes, this is something we've been working for our whole lives to get to. It's not the first time we've been in a media room. But it was a little intimidating because now we're jumping on late in the season of an established beat in a just shit show of a season. Everybody's burnt out. And here's Nick introducing himself saying, hey, welcome, guys. This is like, and those are the things you don't forget.
Really appreciated that.
Correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I made sure that I reached out to him and said, hey, thank you for that. I won't forget that. And then that's led to a nice conversation between two of us. But I feel bad for those guys, obviously. I feel bad for Chris Vosters.
Yeah.
Who this definitely. Was like, I'm sure he was such so a, looking forward to
such
working
a tough
with
break.
And now a job that was already going to be so tough is now just made even tougher because you don't have that Eddie Olczyk there to say, hey, to use a pro wrestling term, to put him over. You know, absolutely. If Eddie Olczyk tells longtime Blackhawk fans that this is Chris Foster and he's going to be good and he makes him better, it's a win for everybody. And now that's gone. I'm not saying whoever is going to be in that booth now can't do that, but he can't do it like an Eddie Olczyk. Whoever it is, except for maybe one person, does not have that credibility. I feel bad for that. I kind of feel bad for Luke Richardson too. We talked that we heard about Luke Richardson and the bond that he has with Eddie Olczyk. You don't think he was looking forward to spending the next few years traveling the road with his good buddy, a guy that was with him and helped pick him up from the lowest possible point he ever can be imagined being in, and now he's gone. So
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a good point.
Those are things that like guys like that just wake up today going, "What the like? This isn't what I signed up for." And the more you get more people saying, "This isn't what I signed up for," I'm not saying this is pure anarchy at the United Center, but it's just now you're going to start getting people that thought they had this great thing happening, and now they're starting to, not saying second guess, I'm not trying to get in the head of Chris Foster's or Luke Richardson, but they can't be feeling as good about this job as they were, say, a week ago.
I think there's a lot there, and I want to start with the first thing you said, and I have to remind myself of this often. It's just hockey. It's just sports. It's supposed to be an escape. It's supposed to be something that makes you happy and entertains you and distracts you from your everyday life. If it's causing you misery, it's okay to take a step away. It's okay. The Hawks have earned your stepping away, right? Yeah. They've butchered a lot of things. They're going to suck for the next two or three years
at least.
They've
earned the non-viewership.
Of course. They have absolutely earned that. And to be honest with you, they have done the math and said, all right, if we do a full rebuild, what will the season ticket damage be? Like, all this stuff.
They've got an
army of employees whose job it is to wait. It's like Edward Norton's job in Fight Club.
Right.
Like, how many people have to die before you recall a car, right? Mm-hmm. I know it's a lot more of a morbid sort of a comparison, but those sort of numbers are worked out, and they have definitely calculated some season ticket sales losses in this calculation. The thing about Foster's, not only could Eddie help put him over, but helping Chris learn the game.
Yeah.
Chris knows hockey. He knows how to call a hockey game. We've seen him do it. He does it very well. But in terms of like the little stuff, the nuance, even Pat Foley, who was doing games since the 80s, learned stuff from Eddie Olczyk,
mm-hmm.
right? There's stuff that you can't get from just watching that an NHL player and former coach can give you, right? So that not only is it tough to put Foster's over, it's also going to make his job more difficult because he's going to have to learn from somebody else. Now, maybe they go hire Stu Grimson or another really great X's and O's analyst to help Foster's along, and that's certainly a possibility. But it's just so many – it's just so frustrating because, like you said, it feels so avoidable. And, yes, I think there is truth to what you're saying, that he wanted to have a little bit of a say in the management role. I've learned, by the way, the whole GM search advisory panel – of Eddie O and Marian Hossa, and it was more of a dog and pony show than anything.
Mm.
What?
I know. That was compared to someone quoted it as saying,
I'd clutch them right
yeah,
now.
Someone quoted that as saying, that's like putting you in the game in the third period with 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
Mm.
They kind of knew what they were doing, and it wasn't truly like, all right, let's all get together and start from scratch. It was more of a, let's show these, let's get these guys involved for the show part of it.
Interesting.
That is the least surprising thing I've heard in weeks.
Yes.
not surprised at
another
all.
Another thing I learned yesterday, the difference in salary for Eddie from his last contract to this one from Chicago specifically is over six figures different. Lower. Now, they're paying him on a game per game basis as opposed to 82 games. And when it all works out, Eddie would still be the highest paid broadcaster in hockey, as he deserves to be.
Figuring in the difference in his contract that was with NBC to with TNT.
Yes. All that said, I believe, based on conversations I've had, that even without the management input, even without the money, had the 5 years been guaranteed, Eddie would have stayed.
Yeah, I could believe that. And
that is infuriating.
Yeah, it's tough that couldn't be agreed upon by both sides. We touched a little bit on it yesterday regarding you know, the future of the Blackhawks broadcast home and what might happen with that. And I think it's pretty easy to kind of look through everything and see that the non-guaranteed contract could have been part of that and probably was part of that. We don't know exactly what the future of NBC Sports Chicago will be with the Hawks and White Sox and Bulls coverage. But without knowing that, I guess the team couldn't really guarantee that Eddie Olczyk would be part of those plans beyond the time frame that that's expected that change may come. So it's tough. I go back to the idea of if there was a person outside of the roster that you say, like, we will make everything work to keep you around because the benefit to loss ratio is skewed way in the benefit side, it's Eddie Olczyk at this point.
Agree.
Yeah.
So looking at the potential of whatever's going to happen next with the broadcast, when NBC Sports Chicago, if it goes away, which everyone seems to think that's what's going to happen, who knows if the Sox, Bulls, and Hawks team up for a network, they might do that. If they want a naming, I'm going to trademark Anthem Network. I'm trademarking that now, so they have to buy it for me in years.
Just like you trademarked.
Anthem would be the Hawks channel.
Yeah. Well, we also trademarked Mailbag Monday, too.
Yes, we did.
So we got a lot of good trademarks going on.
I'll Venmo you guys the royalties for that.
Perfect. Appreciate it.
But so when the Cubs launch Marquee, I said this the other day, but I know people don't listen every episode, even though they should. Crane Kenny said, this is going to bring us wheelbarrows full of cash. They estimated that having their own network was going to let them sell their own advertising, bring in a ton of stuff. COVID happened as soon as Marquee launched, which was not great, obviously. And I don't think I know for a fact the revenue from Marquee so far has not been what they expected. You can only get Marquee if you're in the Chicagoland area on Comcast. It's not on YouTube TV. It's not on Hulu. I'm sure there's other streaming services I'm forgetting, but I have to have Xfinity because I have to have Marquee. So that hasn't gone great. So the uncertainty of the broadcast deal could have the business ops side of the Hawks saying, we don't know what our broadcast contract's going to look like in 2 years. We might not have the money to pay Eddie Olczyk. BS. BS. The Wurtzes are billionaires. Yeah. Billionaires.
They sell booze.
They sell
that
liquor.
Never goes out of style.
It's not going to go out of style. It's not going to dry up. That money will be there forever.
Nobody goes bankrupt selling booze.
No,
that's
exactly,
never happened.
Exactly. So to say, like, well, you know, just the uncertainty of the broadcast, we can't afford to guarantee Eddie O 5 years. Yes, you can. You prioritize things. That's how a good business runs. And yeah, you have to make some painful decisions, but guess what? Over the next few years, salary is not going to be an issue. You've got $21 million coming off the books next year with Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane leaving town one way or another. $21 million. They're not going to go fill that roster with that salary. You find a way to keep Olczyk.
The endorsement deals that Eddie will bring in alone will pay his salary. He brings in so much more than just the broadcast.
Yes.
Everybody, especially over the next couple of years, if you want to do a deal where you're going to do an endorsement with the Blackhawks, who are you going to ask for after this next season?
Reese Johnson.
Future captain, Reese Johnson.
He's getting the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
The only guy in that organization after this season that would have any kind of drawing power in the city of Chicago or nationally is Eddie Olczyk. So you would make whatever money that you're losing by paying him, you would make up in other ways, hand over fist, and it wouldn't even matter. Mm-hmm. So those are just bad excuses. It's just a terrible situation that should have never got to this point. And now, you know, the Hawks have to, they got to deal with it now. And it's going to suck. It's going to suck. Like, who's the replacement? We don't know. You have your in-town people that are already here. You know, a lot of people say Colby Cohen, and I get a lot of people don't want to see that. I don't necessarily want to see that. Even though Chris and Colby had some great chemistry together,
and the Bond villain matching outfits.
Yes, yeah. I mean the turtlenecks alone. But I don't think that's Kobe's best like I always talk about coaches. You want to put people in positions to succeed. I don't think that's the position for Kobe to succeed. Between he's the best is between the glass. Yeah. That's where he feels he's part of the game. He's right there. He doesn't have to comment on every single play. He can give you the feel from the ice from somebody who's played the game. That's where I think he's best, and that's where I think he should stay. I don't get to make those decisions. So I don't know. I don't know if are they going to do the rotating thing again. God, I hope not, because that was just awful last year. Just pick the one guy that I think makes the most sense. You know, and I don't know if this is even possible with his health. Do you just put Troy Murray over to the TV side?
It seems like
if there's anybody that can come close to the Eddie Olczyk as far as not only staying, making that connection with the fans, but being that teacher to Chris Vosters as well and making him a better broadcaster, that's the guy. But then you ruin what you got on the radio. Mm-hmm. And Weinemann and Murray, as you guys talked about yesterday with Joe Brand, that's the best in the business. So there's so many tough decisions that you're going to have to make. This is going to be a chain reaction that affects the organization in so many ways that we haven't even thought about yet.
So I think if we're sticking with the names that are in-house, the way I would like to see it is Troy moves to TV, Kaylee Chelios becomes the radio analyst, because I think she's very good. I truly think Kaylee Chelios is a really solid analyst. And look, if they want to give her the TV job, fine. I think they're going to want to have a little more experience in that role, because I don't think you want, because Kaylee, as good as she is, she's still learning on the job how to be a really good color analyst, and she hasn't really had that in a full-time role before. So
I think there'd be far less pressure for her on the radio side.
I think so,
too. To grow and become better, yes. To maybe then in two years when you have your own network, maybe, then you got her there. And she's a well-oiled machine, and you know, there's so much pressure to jump into that job now, even more. And then she's got the name Chelios. Unfortunately, there are many out there that they hear a woman's voice on a men's program, they automatically turned off and give her no chance. That's an ugly factor that we got to deal with too.
Too bad.
So I
get bent, as I said yesterday.
Yeah, that was right. Exactly.
Amazing stuff. I bent my Wookiee. That's what I thought when I heard you say that. But so there's so many factors already against her, which are all unfair. But it is what it is. You know, this is a business of public opinion. No matter how shitty that public opinion is. So maybe getting her on the radio side for at least one season would be the best for everybody involved, and get her really cemented in Chicago as part of this team, working on her craft with fewer eyeballs/ears on her, and working with one of the best hockey play-by-play voices to ever do it isn't going to hurt her either. You talk about Troy Murray helping Chris Vosters. John Weinemann does the same with Kaylee Chelios. Yeah. It's a win-win. And then that builds your broadcast team for the future of Oster and Chelios, where now, two seasons from now, then you combine them when they've had this veteran mentorship for a season or two, and then they become even better a year or two from now. It's just like developing the young players. You're developing your young broadcast team to where 2 years from now, all of a sudden, they're dynamic because they had that time with those two veteran partners.
Yeah, a lot of people asking in the chat about Patrick Sharp and Chris Versteeg and all these names from the past and these former players. You know, Patrick Sharp makes a lot of sense and seems very obvious, but I don't know if he wants it. It doesn't seem like
a role that he would want.
Yeah, it seems like he would have had that, maybe not the Hawks role, but a role doing that if he truly wanted to do it full-time. 82 games is a grind. He doesn't need the money. He made a ton of money over his career. So you got to keep that in mind. Like, former players, they're not aspiring to be broadcasters. It's something they do to stay active, but I think from what I understand...
Some do. Some like that, but I think a lot of them enjoy the studio role.
Yeah.
To not necessarily have to do the 82-game schedule, to not have to do the traveling, to not have to, you know, maybe stick to a local broadcast. I think what we've seen with a lot, Versteeg included, they go to more national networks and try, and you know, NHL Network, Sportsnet, TSN, and they go that route of studio programming. Sharp would be amazing in that role, and he had a few national broadcasts He was between the bench for a few of those. He was a color analyst for the Blackhawks a few times. He was really good at it. But I do think that if he, I would get the sense that he would want something more in hockey ops department, yeah. if that was available. And the other thing that Joe mentioned on the show yesterday that also has to be taken into consideration is with these former players, you'd have to relocate. If you're doing, if you're not living in Chicago, you have to move to Chicago to do the local broadcast duties and make it easier to do rather than traveling back and forth all the time.
If he wants it, give it to him. If Patrick Sharp says, I want the job,
he would, you're hired. Absolutely. He would.
Here's a 2-year not guaranteed deal. Here's a way less
here's
money
a
than
short
you
term, yeah.
Yeah.
It would, yeah. I think that would be great from a former player standpoint. I get the sense that it's going to go into a rotation. But, I mean, at this point, if the Blackhawks were truly blindsided and didn't have a plan B to Eddie Olczyk, one, that's on them, and two, I feel like rotation is probably their best bet to have something ready by the start of the season.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the rotation, but it might be their best option unless something prevents itself. Anybody know if Darryl Ray is still under contract? He's one of my favorite color guys. I would love to have the Razor in Chicago.
He's great.
That would be fantastic. We got a
super chat we got to get to.
Yeah.
I saw that from, I believe it was Brandon up there. There he is. $5 super chat. Can't break up John and Troy, Kaylee and Colby studio or between the benches that they were successful.
That's
was
where success
a successful
fits both
fit
of them,
for both of them. That is true. I think Kaylee was good between the benches. I think Colby was between the benches. I think if Eddie was going to be back, I think Colby was going to go between the benches probably for the entire season. I think that might have been a role that the broadcast might have seen some success from.
I think they need to keep him there. And so it's nothing against Colby's ability that I don't want him in the color role. I want him to between the benches because he's a former player. He has relationships with the guys on the team and other teams, mm-hmm. so he's going to get stuff during the game from guys. Mm-hmm. Like, guy skates bike and, hey, you know, get a little comment or, you know, between periods, whatever. I think if Patrick Sharp wants to give it to him, if we're staying in-house, move Troy over. But I'd like to see them make a move from someone outside the organization. Maybe they've got ties at the Hawks. The first name that came to my mind when we got this news was Stu Grimson,
yeah.
who came in and did some studio work for the Hawks. He's fantastic.
He's great.
It is now. That's the thing. That's a relocation thing. I believe Stu is located in Nashville
because he was working for the Predators for a while.
Yeah,
he's really good. He does NHL Network stuff. The Hawks had him in studio. He's really good. But he's also an attorney.
Yeah, and he's
who would have thought
he's
Stu
a real estate agent
was going to become a lawyer one day?
Telling you, the enforcers are the smartest ones.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, not all of them, but
not all of them. All right, fine. Fair.
I met a few in my day that I would be like, "You're a lawyer? What?" But that'd be a great fit too. Another former Hawk, a good hockey mind. I think that would ease the pain a little bit. I really think you got to get somebody with a little bit of, I don't want to say credibility, but a little bit of a resume. You can't replace a guy like Eddie Olczyk with a guy.
Huge shoes to fill, yeah.
I mean, we said that same thing about Pat Foley, and then they went with, not that Chris Foster's has never done anything, but he doesn't have that, like, hockey resume per se.
Yeah.
He's done a really good job at everything.
right.
Where you kind of were like, now he's a hockey guy, so it's going to be a little bit of a transition. So, somebody, Billy in the chat says, get Panger, we screw the Blues at the same time.
That's not with that.
Yeah.
He's pretty ingrained in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So that would be tough.
He's a Blues
guy. That'd be like Eddie Olczyk.
That'd be like Eddie
Olczyk
going to the Blues.
And
Panger's good, and he's a good guy. He gets a little too excited for me sometimes, but, you know, that's part
Holy
of who
jumping.
He, yeah, so...
not sure there's gonna be too many moments like that with this team next year, but
yeah, I don't know what's the opposite of holy jumping,
holy sitting,
holy crawling. hey,
holy sitting down.
We're really, really behind. So I want to remind everybody the best way to support us here at CHGO is to download the PointsBet app and use the code CHGO when you sign up. Do it now, and you get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000. But if you make that $50 or more first-time deposit, you're also going to get that free CHGO membership. It unlocks all of our great web content, access to our members-only Discord, and you get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. We've got a bunch of new shirt choices out there, the CHGO Skyline, the Hey Chicago, What Do You See, Say Cubs shirt, and the Southside Bias White Sox shirt, plus all the great podcast logo stuff we have there as well. So $2,000 in free bets, a free CHGO membership, and a free shirt from the CHGO locker for making that $50 or more first-time deposit at PointsBet. Use that code CHGO. Play along with the game at home with their live in-play betting. Do the Cubs have a lead? It's not going to last. Bet that comeback. Whoever they're playing, you know the Cubs are going to blow it, and you're going to be richer, and it will make that Cubs loss a little less painful when you're raking in the dough from PointsBet. So jump on there right now. Download the app from start to finish from your couch. No need to go to a sports book, get on your Wi-Fi, do all that crap. Nope, you can download it right now, start to finish. So what are you waiting for? It's time to elevate your live betting game. Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services.
And we've definitely learned something we've already known, but it's been reaffirmed how passionate the Blackhawks fan base is the last couple of days. And part of the fun about being a passionate sports fan is not only watching your favorite team through thick and thin, it's also showing your support of your favorite team to everybody else. And that's where FOCO comes into play here. Stands for Forever Collectibles. FOCO and CHGO have now partnered with the leader in Chicago in support. I'm going to start that line over again. I'm sorry. I still got vacation brain. CHGO is partnering with the leader in sports merchandise and collectibles. CHGO has teamed up with FOCO to secure your access to the best collectibles and gear around, whether it's Bears, Cubs, White Sox, Blackhawks, or Bulls. FOCO will have something for you, your kid, a friend, or a loved one. Hey, they even have Seattle Kraken stuff, just in case.
Just in case.
Looking to get some new gear, collectibles, or accessories, FOCO has your officially licensed gear for men, women, and kids. With everything from bobbleheads to swimsuits to Crocs, this place literally has everything. You can get your favorite sports logo on a pair of sandals.
Some Birkenstocks.
On a straw hat, on a bathing suit, on a shirt. They've got bobbleheads. They got everything you could possibly want. FOCO has the best Chicago merchandise for your favorite team. So head over to FOCO, FOCO.com, or if you're watching on YouTube, there's a link for you right there in the YouTube description. You can click on and it will take you right there. You don't even have to type. Technology is great. And plus, you're going to be able to save 10% off all non-sale items by using the promo code CHGO at checkout. So check out our friends over at FOCO. Get yourself some favorite gear. Summer is here. Get some Chicago sports sandals.
There you go. Styling at the beach.
I like
it. And people can say show feet to you in
show
public.
Feet for a $10 super chat. Speaking of that, Tebow41 fan, love the name, sends a $10 super chat. Thank you for that, Tebow. First time viewing live. I love the show. Watch every day on YouTube. I'm sure you guys will keep my sanity during a tough season ahead.
That's a lot of pressure.
You spelled seasons wrong, plural. cheers. But Tebow fan, we appreciate it. And this real quick aside, Tebow reminds me, I finally watched the ESPN Unrivaled documentary on the Red Wings and Avalanche rivalry. It's really good.
It was good.
It's really good. I really enjoyed it. There's a few I was talking about it with Lawrence, our master producer here today. There's a few things I wish they would have sort of tied together. Like, how did Darren McCarty and Claude Lemieux agree to do an event at a bar? And how did no one kill Claude Lemieux? And all these sort of things. But it was. I really loved it. Brought back a lot of memories. And they said, you know, between 96 and 02, those teams won 5 cups and had 20 Hall of Famers on them.
Yeah.
The Red Wings and Avalanche combined. I mean,
it's insane.
And some of my all time favorite players.
Hot dogs!
What the hell?
Hot dogs!
Oh, we got hot dogs on set.
All right. Are they from the Varsity?
They're for you.
He went all the way to Atlanta. Wow.
These are from our non-sponsored friends.
How did
at
Phil
Portillo's.
Kessel not bring these into us?
Guys, today is National Hot Dog Day. Sorry to interrupt your unrivaled soliloquy there. But today is National Hot Dog Day. We do not know if Phil Kessel will become a Blackhawk today or not.
Check on the phone.
It would be perfect timing, though. But these are from our friends at Portillo's. National Hot Dog Day. I know we were having an innocent conversation about hot dogs.
Yeah, not so innocent anymore.
And it was not so innocent. This is Jay's hot dog.
All right.
There you go.
Oh, I see. I see the
I'm not going to eat on the air, but thank you.
I see the devil's condiment on that one.
I have to eat on air.
This is Greg's hot dog. I don't even have to unwrap that one. And
oh Lord,
that's all right.
We have a problem.
No way!
Lawrence ate Mario's hot dog.
I did not do that. I was almost going to because I wanted one myself.
There are three.
Get a knife. Cut that one in half.
There are three hot dogs that are paid for and two in the bag.
I'm gonna need one of those now.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But yeah, enjoy, guys. National Hot Dog Day. We started this show
jinxed,
with some delivery woes for myself.
Building. It's this building. Something about this building can't get food delivery right.
You know, it's only tradition that I am the one to have the delivery woes. Half a hot dog
is still better than no hot dog.
Appreciate that, Greg.
All right.
But yeah, National Hot Dog Day right there. Got to celebrate it here in the city, and it would be great. We had a conversation before the show that I thought maybe my bit on Twitter was more than a bit, but no, it is at present still just a bit.
Still free agent.
Still Phil just Kessel. A bit free Man. Agent Phil.
Brutal.
Bring him to Chicago.
Anyway, watch Unrivaled.
I smell grilled onions. You get grilled onions?
I got grilled onions.
Boy?
Yes. Yes. Nice. I have shifted my.
There we go.
I was shamed and I was raised poorly. Thank you. That worked out.
That was a good toss.
And I was a ketchup hot dog guy, but now I have changed. There's Lawrence, by the way. No one's ever seen Lawrence. Why don't you sit on my lap?
You're a loser. I can't believe you're putting ketchup on a hot dog. I can't believe Mario actually ordered it with ketchup.
Yeah. Well, I've changed to. I mean,
of course, that's the one they don't forget to bring.
Right.
8 years old. Yeah. I mean, blame.
I'm sorry that
you gotta blame the parents.
That a smashed tomato lessens my manhood, unlike a smashed mustard seed. What the condiment Nazis? Get out of here! Like what you like? Train. Do we really want to get into this?
Let's do it.
Yeah, sure.
Shots fired.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Shots fired.
Here's my philosophy on life: like what you like, and don't apologize for it, except train.
Or ketchup.
Anyway, watch Unrivaled. It's really, really good. Any hockey fan would like it. But I was saying, like, some of the guys that we had this show a while back during the no news days of, like, players on teams you hated that you loved.
Remember those days?
Yzerman.
6 years ago when
Sergei
we were having
Fedorov,
those fun shows.
I mean, Nick Lidstrom was on those Red Wings teams. And you got, obviously, Forsberg and Sakic. And everyone hates Claude Lemieux, but Adam Foote was really good on that show. Chris Draper, man, still really upset.
Well, yeah.
Really upset.
He had a dent in his face.
I know.
I'd be upset, too.
It's been 20 years.
Well,
more than 20.
20 years, no apology?
Yeah, I know.
I'd be a little salty, too.
Yeah, I guess so. I just, you know, whatever. Anyway, it's good. ESPN Plus.
Yes.
Make sure you watch the two-hour version, not the,
there's an abbreviated version. Get the full version
for
sure. Worth it. As someone who was a youngin' at that time, didn't really get into hockey until late in the period of time that is covered in that documentary. But those two teams were obviously two that I paid a lot of attention to early on because they were two of the best. And watching that documentary just kind of, for me, gave me an extra level of just understanding of what that rivalry actually meant to those players and to those fan bases, and it was intense.
I don't want to spoil it, but the last, I guess you'd say the last act is about Vladimir Konstantinov.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten that accident happened 6 days after they won the Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? I mean, think about what Chicago was like 6 days after the Hawks won the Cup in 2010, the party was still going on. They were still going to bars, going to outings, bringing the cup all over town, and there was home video footage from that golf outing, and everyone's happy, everyone's having a good time. And Steve Yzerman tells a story of Sergei Fedorov taking a call, turning ghost white, and then just handing the phone to Yzerman, and Yzerman getting the news of what happened. It's brutal, but they talked to Konstantinov at the end, and it's great. It's you forget, like, you grow up hating these guys, but and the kind of the message is like they're just people.
Yeah,
they've got families, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said earlier, it is just a sport, but I can't recommend it more. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's a deep dive, so well produced, that it's just. Yeah, if you're a hockey fan, even if, you know, even for us, a panel like us where we all hate Detroit and, you know, we're probably not too fond of Colorado.
Hey, our paychecks come from there. Careful.
We love Colorado and all things Denver.
We love Denver. Not fond of the Avalanche. But anyways, even with those, you know, those perspectives of those teams, it is enjoyable to watch. It's fascinating. It was a very good documentary.
I have not checked it out.
Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, I want to. I'm like, I'm going to wait for the slow July news days of, you know,
there are none.
To check it out. And apparently we're not getting any of those. So
I chose that over the All-Star game last night, and I stand by it.
Good move, apparently, from what Twitter's told me.
By the way, also, Peter Forsberg rocking like the 70s porn aviators is quite a thing. It's quite a thing to see. I wish they'd gotten Fedorov. That's the one guy I wish they'd have spoken to, because you saw his connection with Konstantinov.
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought Konstantinov out on the ice for the second cup they won in Washington, Fedorov was the first guy to greet him and hug him. And, you know, you could tell that their connection, both being Russian, obviously, Konstantinov, yeah, the veteran, and Fedorov, the young player, they really had a connection. I wish they'd have gotten Sergei Fedorov for that, but what are you going to do? Patrick Waugh was great in it.
Yeah, he was.
I think that's a guy who's matured. Or maybe
so?
He just wants to get an NHL coaching job, so he's pretending like he matured.
Well, he's staying in Quebec, as far as I know, right now. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, when the Blackhawks were looking for their next head coach, I, for a half second, entertained the idea of maybe Patrick Waugh wants to get back into the NHL. And then I thought, probably better not to.
Yeah, that's – I love Patrick Waugh, the player. Patrick Waugh, the person, is a little – frightening at times.
Confirmed Pudwack.
Yeah.
And perhaps recovering Pudwack.
Yeah. No, I mean, do you ever fully recover from Pudwackdom?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's like the chicken pox. It never leaves your system completely. It just hides itself until you get shingles in your 50s.
Right. It reveals itself eventually. Yeah, it was great. It was really, really good. I guess we should get back to the Eddie thing, because that's what's on everybody's minds. And, you know, we were expecting Mario. We did our Mailbag Monday show, starting to get back in the swing of the normal off-season stuff.
Yeah.
And another...
And then...
Another curveball thrown our way, and it just still... It's just going to be really weird to watch games next year without him being there. And as if it wasn't odd enough with Foley gone, at least we've been kind of eased into it. You know, last year it was...
You knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming. You could prepare. You got to say goodbye. All those sort of things, and now with Eddie. And by the way, first game of the season is a Wednesday night game. Blackhawks at Avalanche, as the Avalanche raise the banner.
You know it's going to be a TNT game.
Very
TNT.
Likely. Eddie said himself it's very likely he'll be on that call.
I can't imagine he's not.
So, boy, that's going to hurt extra.
That's going to be so weird.
Yeah.
Going to be so weird. Because he's going to have to address it. Not, you know, not being the broadcast voice of the Blackhawks anymore, it'll weirdly be like his last send-off.
Has there ever been...
It's just going to be weird.
...the return of a former broadcaster that's sold like 10,000 tickets to the game? Like, I'd imagine when the Kraken are in town, that section right in front of the visitors' booth is going to be sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get well wishes the whole game. Like... It's like we got the return of Alex DeBrincat when Ottawa's in town, and then we got the return of Eddie Olczyk when Seattle's in town.
This is what it's going to be. Is here's this guy you loved coming back to town.
It's going to be a season full of video tributes.
Yeah,
and bad hockey.
When do the Washington Capitals come back to town? Because we can knock out like five returns in one day.
Eric Gustafson Heritage Night.
Gustafson, Borgstrom, Connolly, and Strome.
Connolly went there too, huh?
I guess.
I missed that. All right.
can Eric Gustafson's return be like free traffic cone night? Could that be the giveaway?
It's turnstile night.
We're bringing back the turnstiles for one night only. Give everybody a free little mini traffic cone with the Blackhawks logo on it, and like it could be sponsored by like the Illinois Tollway.
Chris Campoli can drop the ceremonial first puck.
There you go.
That'd be fun. We got a $2 super chat from Brandon again. Bring on Eddie Olczyk. I'd love to.
We want to.
We're gonna ask him to come on.
It's not. It's.
We don't have to clear
like
that one with
try
the team anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's.
I've been on everywhere else.
Like,
let's get him here.
Remember a couple weeks ago we had Kelvin DeHaan say he would come on, and I'm like, well, let me run it by the Hawks, and they're like, oh, we'll see what we can do. He's not Hawks property anymore, so maybe
he's
we'll
not get anybody's property.
Yeah,
that's
my thing. Is like, do I want to reach out to him as he's unsigned? I don't know.
All he can say is, the worst he can say is no, don't want to do it.
Yeah, I guess you're
right.
And
that's fine. I think, there's no harm in trying is what I've learned in this
We'll put him out there. We'll let him submit his video resume on CHGO Blackhawks, and we'll publish it on Twitter and YouTube and everything and start sending it. We'll tag every NHL team.
Yeah. Might as well.
Now we have a $20 super chat from Design Love. Just
appreciate
wanted to say thanks for all you guys do. Really enjoy the pod. Your chemistry is super duper. Thank you.
Super duper.
We really love doing this.
Can we rename any super chat that is over $19.99 and over a super duper chat?
That is a super duper chat. I'm sorry. When I hear super duper, all I can think of is Peter Boyle and Young Frankenstein.
Oh, super duper.
That's for the olds. That's a reference for the olds. And
I watched that movie.
And the cool and the youngs that were raised right.
Here's to my dad showing me a movie when I probably shouldn't have watched.
Thank you, Mario's dad. That's good parenting right there.
Prime Terry Garr, too. Mm-hmm. She's just breathtaking in that movie. Yeah. So just let's focus on this a little bit because we're talking about broadcast stuff and we're talking about bringing people into the booth. And I think if people who have been with us since the beginning, I missed the first 2 weeks because of contract situations at Odyssey. So the show
I thought you were on vacation.
I was also on vacation. contract issues. I gave my 2 weeks my first day of vacation, so that was convenient.
It's a good feeling.
But as everyone's learned from this show and from other shows at CHGO, chemistry takes time. We have to learn each other's rhythms. We have to learn each other's pacing. What's a pause? What is a period? What's a comma? All those sort of things. And it does take time. Like, truly, we knew each other, but we had never hung out friends.
We never worked together. We had never really been.
Basically, all of our conversations were at, like, replying to Twitter or, like, in a press box during a game where you just make small talk and then you get to work.
Yep.
So, it took a little time and it's been great. And we appreciate the kind words from Design Love and from all of you guys. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. The chat is we're seeing bigger numbers every day and consistently big numbers. And we appreciate that. The download numbers for those of you. I mean, I got to keep training my brain that just this isn't the only outlet where people can listen to us. I know there's a whole audio only part of our audience. And for all of you guys that download the episodes and listen to them in your car or on the train, we love you guys too. That growth has just been,
it's been
keep
great.
Going. You know, it's so encouraging. And as we part of the goal of CHGO is a community, and it really does feel like a community. The Discord chat has been great of late. It's awesome to get the feedback, good and bad, from you guys to us because it helps us become better. And I know the beginning wasn't as great as we thought, you know, we were hoping with all the things, but by the time the puck drops on this season, it's going to be, we're going to be hitting on all cylinders. The team on the ice might not be, but we will be. This has just been a dream come true for me. And I know I speak for all of us when I say that. This is what we grinded for all those years doing, behind the scenes work, covering minor league games, just trying to get your foot in the door. And here we are, and we're not going to blow this opportunity.
And I think that absolutely makes the difference for the three of us because, you know, we were coming into this opportunity with CHGO all of us as being like, this is what we want. Yeah. This is what we want to do.
Exactly.
And
this is the goal.
Being able to bring that passion and energy to the job is very important for me, for the three of us. And seeing the reception that we, you know, we see every day in the chat is great. What we see on Twitter is amazing. The Discord channel as well. Things have really been great coming from you guys, the fans. I think we feel it. I think we believe things are going in the right direction. I did not expect that in April, May, June, and so far through July, that we would be seeing growth in our viewership, in our membership, in our downloads, podcast lists, all these things. I would not have expected this organization not being in the playoffs, going through some very difficult times, talking about very difficult topics, and bad news after bad news, tough news to deal with, a rebuild, everything. People coming to listen to us talk about it, I was not expecting that. I would have thought that, you know, Blackhawks fans would have been like, you know what, screw it. I'm not paying attention to this team until October when the season starts, if that. And you guys, as fans of CHGO Sports and fans of this podcast, have been amazing, continuing to come back, continuing to listen, watch on YouTube, interact with us. Like Greg said, it really feels like we are building a CHGO community, and that is absolutely the goal that we want to accomplish and continue to grow. If you're not hopping on the ride, we're hopped on it for you. It's going to be a challenging seasons, as Jay made sure to point out. It's going to be some challenging times, and we are here for you to dissect it and be able to broadcast therapy. That is what we found out is our second job.
That should be our
yesterday. So
I think our slogan for the upcoming season should be the CHGO Blackhawks podcast. We'll watch the games so you don't have to.
We'll take on that challenge.
I got a feeling most of our diehards here in the chat will be watching those games along with us. But if you should miss a game or two, we'll allow it, and we'll keep you abreast on what's going on.
And a lot of people saying, you know, I'm here from the Madhouse podcast, and we absolutely appreciate you guys sticking through the curveballs that we got for handed, you know, thrown at us right off the bat.
Pre-day one.
Yeah. Well, 1 hour before day one officially started. Yeah,
literally, yes.
So I don't want to speak for Jay or speak for Greg, rather.
That's why I tweeted, a verbal agreement isn't worth the paper it's not written on.
Exactly.
Because it does not mean shit.
Yeah.
I know from experience, dude, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't want to speak for Greg, but I'm pretty sure he would echo the same thing, that people expecting you know, the what they had with the Madhouse pod right away, the expectation had to be kind of shifted on the fly. I really appreciate it. I'm sure Greg does as well, that you guys are still here, or you have come back, or you've never left. We really appreciate it, because some things are just out of our hands, and we make the best of it. And I think we are at a point now where we have made the best of it, and it's getting even better. And
I agree.
Again, I can't say enough how much we appreciate you guys.
We kind of gave you the same message at the start of our show as we're going to give you with the Blackhawks. Let it play out.
Yep.
Give it some time.
Give it some time.
Let things gel.
Our rebuild went way faster than theirs, but it'll get there.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it's been amazing, and it's all thanks to you guys watching here on YouTube, listening in your cars, on your phones, wherever you are, at work. We appreciate it, and we're doing it for you guys, so that's what we're going to keep doing.
Seems like as good a time of any is to wrap things up. Before Mario tells you what you need, why don't you smash that like button for us on the YouTube page? That would be very, very helpful. Every time you're in here, we got almost 100 people in here. We've been fluctuating between 200, 100 for most of the week.
It's been great.
Hit that like button when you're in there. It's right there. Really easy to hit. Every time, just make it a habit. Hit that like button. Anytime you're watching anything on CHGO Sports, we greatly appreciate it.
Obliterate the like button.
There-ish. Somewhere over there.
It's down there.
Not here or here so much. Right in this area here.
Yes.
Come for the hockey, stay for the movie reference.
Yeah,
absolutely. And stay for the Owen ad reads. What is Owen, you may ask?
What is Owen?
Brett's brother.
Ooh, rest in peace.
Too soon.
It is not spelled the same way. It is actually spelled O-W-Y-N.
Ah, damn it.
It stands for only what you need. It is a 100% plant-based protein shake that gives you nutrition that works just as hard as you do. All of Owen's products are free of artificial ingredients. They are allergen-friendly. They don't contain any gluten or dairy and are easily digestible. You may have heard about Owen from Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields, who follows a plant-based diet. Right now, Owen and CHGO are partnering up to give you an awesome offer. You can get 20% off of your first purchase at liveowen.com when you use the promo code CHGO20. Again, that's liveowen.com. Get 20% off of your first purchase with the promo code CHGO20. So join Justin Fields in getting your workouts in, getting the most out of it, and try Owen. Again, that's O-W-Y-N, only what you need.
Only 38 of you have liked the YouTube video. We're not leaving until you hit like. I'm watching.
Order more hot dogs.
Right now. No.
I got to get my first one.
Hit that like button. We'd appreciate it. You are the arbiter of Throwback Thursday. Are we Throwback Thursday prepared tomorrow? Or are we going to give it another week?
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, something disastrous will happen. I
feel like
you.
We cannot plan
can't
a show
to anything until 5 minutes before air.
Do we want to? Do we want to? You know, maybe wait a few minutes to see if anything happens.
No, yeah,
seriously. If not tomorrow, next week for sure. I think the first. Maybe we skip it this week.
Yeah, let's skip it this week.
And maybe next week we can get. One thing I can guarantee: whenever Throwback Thursday does return, I think the first one we're gonna do is we're gonna do Duncan Keith.
That sounds fun.
Remember, would have thought right. Duncan Keith retiring would have been a bigger story.
Yeah, remember when he retired last year?
When
that was crazy.
We talked about it for 9 seconds. let's talk about it for a full hour eventually.
Yeah, definitely. Well, either way, we're back tomorrow at 11.
Take my shoe off. I can take my shoe off.
We will be remote tomorrow, but we'll be live 11 a.m. right here on the CHGO Sports YouTube. We want to thank Sarah for producing the show, and we want to remind everybody that we are presented by PointsBet. Use that promo code CHGO when you sign up to get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000. For Greg and Mario and the hot dogs, I'm Jay. Thanks for listening and watching the CHGO Blackhawks podcast.